Call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Monday, March the 10th. This morning, we have two items, the House Bill 310, the operating budget, loans and funds, and House Bill 312, the mental health budget. Joining me today, we have my co-chairman, Senator Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. We are going to have the administration come up, OMB come up and give comments on where we are on the operating budget from OMB Director Karen Rayfield. Please come forward. Identify yourself for the record and proceed with your presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. Thanks for the opportunity here this morning to talk with you a little bit about where we are with the operating budget. As you know, we released our two-year plan in December. There's been a tremendous amount of work done by the legislature on several aspects of that two-year proposal up to this point. We also, in our December 10 budget release, had identified potential amendments that we would be forwarding to you. We had a placeholder in there of about $41 million for operating budget amendments. We have, at this point, submitted two packets of amendments to you for your consideration. One on February 13, the statutory deadline for us to present those amendments to you, totaling about $27 million. And then we forwarded some additional amendments to you on February 29th that actually showed a reduction of a general fund of about $7.6 million. Again, we're trying to be as comprehensive in providing you the information that you need in order to move and work through the budget process in this first 90-day session. At this point, you'll be considering the House version of the operating budget that's come to you this week. I do know that some of the issues with the closeout in the House had to do with our budget amendments just being forwarded to them as some of their subcommittee work was being completed. So there will be some areas of those amendments that were not considered in the House. And I also believe that for the most part, the February 29th amendments were not considered as they did not have those in front of them as they were doing their work. So your subcommittees, Mr. Chairman, I believe have taken a look at most of those items in their process. I know some of your subcommittees still have closeouts to go this week. There will be some areas I believe that will be talking with you about, particularly in some of the changes that the House did make to the governor's budget. A new appropriation level was included for oil and gas development items related to AGEA, but oil and gas development items in the House budget. We do know that there are some corrections that would need to be made to that particular structure if you would be willing to work with us on that appropriation so that we include the correct items in that. I know also, Mr. Chairman, that there's been some interest in moving some of our capital budget requests into the operating budget. I believe through the work of your committee and your staff, you had identified about 9 projects that you would prefer be in the operating budget. In the House budget, they moved 6 of those items, and there are 3 remaining, I believe, to be considered. One having to do with the Health and Social Services project for child and family services reviews, the Alaska Boating Safety Program under natural resources, and the oil and gas royalty evaluation work under the Department of Natural Resources. I believe that those 3 can be moved into the operating budget. The boating safety program probably is the one that has some challenges because those grants are typically issued for up to a 3-year period, but we could probably work with you on that if that's the desire of the body to do that. And the DNR oil and gas royalty valuation is part of that AGIA discussion as well. So if the Senate is going to look toward some of those, that structure like the House did, I think we need to do just a little bit of cleanup on that particular piece. There are some other areas within the House operating budget. For the most part, you know, I believe that their reductions were based on, you know, some, you know, very, very good fiscal conservative viewpoints. I think we can work with the House on several of those items. There are, however, some that we would like to consider the Senate restoring in some of those areas. And as we go through this week with the rest of your work on the operating budget, perhaps some of those will be addressed at the subcommittee level. When those reports come to the full committee, we can walk through those and see where those areas might be that we would need to continue to work on. Also, Mr. Chairman, in the budget before you, we have included bargaining unit agreement costs. We have in the budget right now in 09 and proposed in the 08 supplemental, the bargaining unit agreements for the general government unit and the supervisory unit. That supervisory unit is out for approval by their members at this time. There also is, of course, a non-exempt pay bill before you, so some of those costs would come through in a fiscal note for that bill. But for the most part, those agreements are included in the operating budget that you'll be considering. And Mr. Chairman, unless there's interest in the committee in walking through some of the specific House changes, that would summarize my comments, and I'd be happy to answer some questions.
Do we have any general questions of Ms. Rayfield at this time before we proceed? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Karen, I was halfway asleep at the switch here. Would you just rehearse for me briefly what you said or what the issue is with the Boating Safety Council?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, we had requested that particular project in a capital budget item. The interest in the membership here is to move some of those into the operating budget. Our only concern with the boating safety program is that this is a for the most part, a grant program, and those grants can exceed a one-year time frame. So that's why it's been in the capital budget up to this point, because they have that appropriation would have a longer lapse date on it.
If I might,
Mr. Dyson.
Yeah, and when you say grants, there's some of that's federal money.
Yes,
we pass through.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is.
Yeah, all right. And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I just got reappointed to that board where I had served in years past, and I don't know if that's a conflict of interest or not, but it appears to me to be a very valuable one, and several of you on the table know it's boating accidents are a huge issue in our state, and seems like those folks. And what's the route you're recommending that we take to go forward here to put it into the operating budget that's before us?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, we would prefer that it remain in the capital budget.
Right.
But if the legislature chooses to move it into operating, I think we would just try to work within that construct. I think it's a little bit simpler to work within the capital budget. But
right. And just the
Senator
last
Dyson.
One, and what did the House do?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, they did not move this yet. There were nine projects identified for movement. They moved six of the nine. So there are three kind of outstanding, and depending upon the Senate's version of the capital budget, they may or may not be in there. So we just want to make sure that they don't get left off the table, I guess is
Thank you, Mr.
the
Chairman.
Reason for the discussion.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Further general questions on Ms. Rayfield's presentation? If not, we'll go through the amendments then at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, what would you like to do at this moment?
I thought you said you wanted to go through the amendments.
Mr. Chairman, what I could do is highlight for you those items that are not included currently in the House budget in areas that we would hope your subcommittees would look at when we go through there. Under the Department of Administration, Mr. Chairman, there was a reduction for maintenance in the Atwood parking garage. That's an area of concern to the administration. We've identified that cost being about about $962 million was, $962,000 was requested under this particular item in the Department of Administration's budget. It was reduced $400,000 by the House. So if the subcommittee looking at the Department of Administration's budget could look upon that particular item, that would be very helpful.
Mr. Chairman.
Which item? Yes, Senator Elton.
This may be me, and I may be lost, but I'm looking at the operating budget amendments, the green sheets here, and I don't see that. Is there another sheet that I should have?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Elton, actually, no. Let me go to that other sheet. What I was referring to is some of the changes that the House had made, not specifically the amendments on the piece of paper, but we could go down that. So you're working off of the sheet that starts with the hearings.
The amendments that weren't included in the House side from the green sheet.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, could I take a brief at ease?
Okay. Senator Deese. We're back in session. We
Thank
didn't
you,
want
Mr.
to go through the whole list. We wanted to go through what the highlighted ones that were of most importance to the administration.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure I had the same piece of paper that you all have in front of you so I wouldn't have a disconnect. Mr. Chairman, for the most part, the amendments on the first page were included in the House version of the budget before you. That probably the key here on the most important to highlight for you would be under the Office of Public Advocacy and the Public Defender Agency. We have included in these two areas as a budget amendment the amount that was included in the supplemental bill for this year. We believe that there will still be some work needed on this budget in 09. It's entirely possible that this would require supplemental funding even going into fiscal year 09. As you know, this has been a very difficult area for us to project the actual costs of the program. In conjunction with the work that the Criminal Justice Working Group is doing, we're looking at all components of that system so we can come up with a better number for you. But for now, in 09, we have included the identical amount of funding that's requested in the supplemental bill. Going farther down the page, there are some specific corrections under the Department of Education and Early Development that's really a holdover from last year when we changed the direct deposit for the retirement system costs. There were just some errors made in backing out the dollar amount from the Department of Education, and it's fairly significant dollar amounts. So those are very important for us to, again, to correct those errors, and that also has been included in the supplemental request in front of you. Also on line 14, you'll see the addition for the Head Start program. Again, this is a dollar amount related to trying to address the wait list for Head Start. As you know, that particular component has not been increased for a very long time. We have currently about $6 million in Head Start grants in the budget. This would be a 10% increase in that grant amount. Flipping to page 2.
Senator Elton.
Mr. Chair, is it appropriate to ask questions. Ms. Rayfield, on the Head Start grants, the $600,000, didn't the House also create a matching component? And does this amendment address the match that the House added, or does this assume no match is required?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Elton, our budget was an increase of $600,000without a matching component. Our interest was trying to ensure that this money would be used for wait lists, not necessarily for facilities or other kinds of costs, but really to address children on a wait list for a Head Start program. In the House, they did incorporate some intent language to require a match. My understanding is the department would issue the first round of grants, the $6 million, get those budgets back, look at an allocation of the $600,000 based on what those programs could demonstrate for a match. If there are problems or issues with that, we'd be talking with the legislature about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Elton. Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, on the second page again, in some of the areas on education and early development has to do with the corrections for the retirement system costs, the backing out of those amounts. We had, of course, then a series of amendments that you'll see under the Department of Fish and Game. Again, those are related specifically to the loss of federal dollars that were very unexpected. We had no indication going into our budget development that those federal dollars would not be available to us for FY09. We're proposing to include general fund dollars for these significant programs under the Department of Fish and Game. Those have been accepted in the House version of the budget that's coming to you. Those go down to about the middle part of the second page. Actually, they go all the way through the second page. Then, Mr. Chairman, if we go on to page number 4, there are several areas under the Department of Health and Social Services where what we have tried to do is basically allocate the placeholder that we had in the budget for rate adjustments. As you know, we had a $24 million placeholder for those that work that's being done on rates that have not been adjusted for some time. So we're proposing now in the amended budget to spread that, and it's about $17.5 million, I believe, that's being spread through these various transactions. In on page 5 of 11, you'll see that there is on line 65 and 66, we're basically moving the senior benefits program into its own component. Mr. Chairman, again, most of those on this page have to do with the recommendations for the rates. And those were accepted by the House. Page 6 of 11. Wanted to highlight for you on line 79 a request from the Department of Labor for one-time funding for the Southwest Alaska Vocational Education Center, an operating grant. That again was based on an unexpected loss of federal dollars. The House did not put that into the budget that will be before you. Uh, Then, Mr. Chairman, there are some items for the Department of Law having to do with lease space costs in Anchorage. We also have included or requested under the Department of Law $4.7 million related to corrosion litigation that was adopted in the last version of the budget. The Petroleum Systems Integrity Office on the top of page 7, $523,000 was requested and was included in the House version of the budget. I'm just trying to highlight some of the more significant areas, Mr. Chairman. There are some costs under natural resources having to do with fire suppression. There's a particular component in there having to do with their aviation contract costs. These also were accepted in the House budget. Vehicle costs under public safety were included at half of the requested amount in the House version.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, under public safety, do you want the questions now or do you want them at the end?
Go ahead and ask your questions at this time if you have any.
Under the Department of Public Safety, I've got a letter here that states they're going to be acquiring three new aircraft, one of which is a multi-million dollar King Air 350. Are you familiar with that acquisition and the possibility of it, as well as the two new Super Cubs at $200,000?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, I'm not aware of a King Air purchase. I know that the Department of Safety would like to acquire some additional aircraft, but I'm not aware that we have a request in the budget before you for aircraft.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, if I could continue.
Senator Olson.
The letter says that the RFPs for the Super Cubs have already gone out. They're closing on March 11th. Which is obviously tomorrow, and I think that's at a couple hundred thousand dollars a piece.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, if they're closing something on March 11th, they must have existing funds for the Super Cubs. I'm not aware of the King Air, and I will certainly look into it for you.
If you would please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson, did they have two aircraft that were destroyed or crashed this last session?
Actually, Mr. Chairman, what I did was I asked for an accident accounting of what happened during last year, and there were indeed two Super Cub accidents by the Wildlife Division or the Wildlife Segment, and they were being rebuilt, and then the RFP went out for two more additional Super Cubs at $200,000 apiece, and so that's what caught my attention.
So, as subcommittee chairman, is it your understanding that it was their intent to have these two refurbished and then keep them, or was it your understanding the refurbished ones were going to be replaced and sold for the new ones?
The letter, when I asked about it, was stated that they were going to have a rebuild job done on them. One was for $100,000, one was for $80,000+, and it's my understanding they were going to keep them as well as acquire two more.
Is that your understanding as well, Ms. Rayfield?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to ask public safety, and I was just looking to see if we had someone here in the room, but we can get right. You that information.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Olson. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the top of that page 7, the oil, gas, and mining, the $4.7 million, it talks about the anticipated lawsuit and going on for probably 2, 3, 4 years. I know there was a plea agreement by BP in Chicago, I guess it was, or wherever it was, some time ago. And I guess the real question, though, is what is the figure that we plan to sue for, I guess? Or do you know a number, just a ballpark number of what that amounts to?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, I don't have that. I know that the Department of Law would be very interested and willing to brief the committee, perhaps an executive session, if if you would prefer to discuss some of the elements. I do know that they're anticipating that this litigation will take a period of years, probably up to 5 years to conduct. So it's a fairly significant request before you, and a fairly significant amount is anticipated to be recovered.
Okay. Oh, thank you, then.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Department of Revenue, it's on my page 8, there is a request for $1.2 million for the natural gas commercialization component within the Department of Revenue. It was indicated under the AGIA fiscal note, and we failed to include that in the December 10 budget release, so it is before you as a request. It is currently not included in the House version of the budget, and that is an area that we would hope to be able to work with you on. There are a number of requests, amendments that were submitted under the Department of Transportation, and many of those are not included in the House version of the budget. We could highlight several of them having to do with maintenance and operations that in various areas of the state. The first one is $437,500 for a new maintenance management system. Was funded with federal receipts in the capital budget, and this is the ongoing cost to maintain that are not eligible for federal funds. Several other requests having to do with maintenance and operations. You'll see a $257,400 increment for their road weather information system. Again, a component of our public safety and transportation. Some specific road maintenance projects. And then farther down, you'll see some specific requests for risk management. Again, for the most part, the DOT requests were not included in the House operating budget. So hopefully working with the subcommittee, the department and the subcommittee can make some recommendations to you. University of Alaska, the Alaska Community College Federation of Teachers Union agreements, $372,000 being requested, and also $960,000 under the United Academics Union that were also negotiated. So those are two significant pieces that were included in the House version of the budget. We also were requesting an increase in the amount to be distributed under the fuel allocation in the budget. We based our request on the amount that was included in the supplemental bill. There were some adjustments to that. The House Finance is reworking the trigger mechanism and the base amount. So there's been some changes in that, but I believe that we're in agreement with how that's being redone.
There has been some question placed to my office regarding the increased costs to school districts and why they were not included in this request. I know that many of the school districts receive additional money under the area cost differential, but that only includes at this point a 50% recommended increase, and I was wondering if that was ever considered as a potential request to assist school districts throughout the state in their costs. I know we've done that for the university, but not for the school districts.
Mr. Chairman, we have not had a request to deal with the fuel for school districts separate from the funding that's provided through the foundation program. I know over time there's been a discussion about whether or not the fuel costs should be part of the foundation program, but at this point, the changes or additions to the foundation program would need to cover the school district's fuel costs. We did not have a separate request in for school districts.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, then the amendments, I believe that your sheet probably ends with the February 13 amendments. There were a few amendments that we provided on February 29th, as I indicated earlier, specific to the supervisory bargaining unit agreement, which is a total general fund amount of $7,023,200, all funds $16.9 million for that supervisory bargaining unit agreement. And then the next one is $200,000 for the Alaska Energy Authority for their executive director. As you may recall, the governor recently appointed our new energy director. This would provide the operating costs in 09 for this position. Also, what we have done is proposed to spread the Medicaid program unallocated reduction in the House budget to some specific components. I believe that your subcommittee on health and social services has already closed out with some different numbers, so we just would have to account for those changes from what we had proposed. And then finally, an amendment having to do with operation of the Bethel Airport, a runway and taxiway. This apparently was a project that's being completed sooner than was anticipated, so they would need the operating costs in the operating budget. So those were the summary of the amendments that were submitted on the 29th that may not be before you on the green sheet.
Any questions regarding Ms. Rayfield's presentation? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. Once again, I'm playing catch up here, but back on page 8, Item 101, can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what we are doing in the budget as submitted and with these amendments for the trooper salary and benefit package, or what the administration's intention is?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, the budget that we submitted was to cover, actually had some specific increases to cover new trooper positions. I want to say there are 5 new trooper positions between the Alaska State Troopers and the Wildlife Troopers, and also to provide the personal services funding for some positions we have had authorized but we haven't had filled in the past. We had some success in the Trooper Academy this year, so we're actually able to hire new troopers. And so we need the funding basically to be able to pay for those positions that basically have been vacant for some time. So our budget was identified the cost for those new trooper positions, including vehicles and equipment, everything that goes along with the trooper position. In the House budget, they have reduced some of our request for vehicles in half. And at this point, unless I have, and I don't think I have someone from public safety here in the room, I'm not certain what the rationale was at this point, unless they had some phase-in in mind, but I really don't know what the house reductions were based on. But our intention was to provide the vehicles and the costs for the trooper positions that we would be funding in 09.
If I may,
Senator Dyson, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah. My specific question is about the benefits and salary package, and so is there any increase in what you have proposed in the budget, or this amendments for the troopers' salary and benefits?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, I believe that the state is currently working on an agreement with the public safety employees, and that has not been negotiated yet. I have Mr. Kevin Brooks with the Department of Administration here that could speak to that if you have some additional questions.
Well, if I may.
Senator Dyson.
Sure, and I don't want you to weaken your bargaining position here at all, but I want to be assured that, I guess, that I'd like to think that some increase is in the works and that it will be covered by the several budget actions that we are going to take in the next month.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Kevin Brooks, Deputy Kevin Commissioner Brooks. For the Department of Administration, and Senator Dyson, as Ms. Rayfield indicated, we are in active negotiations with the Public Safety Employees Bargaining Unit. And today and tomorrow, we have a federal mediator that's working with us to work through some final points on that contract. And we've advised that union and any others that we're working with that we are working on a short session this year. We'd like to get monetary terms before the legislature as soon as we can get things tentatively agreed to. So we're actively working on it and would bring those to you as early as we possibly can.
All right, and finally, if I may.
Senator Dyson.
If your plans that you have come to fruition, how many more troopers would we expect will we join the force in the next calendar year or next year?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, if we were able to come to terms with the bargaining unit here and bring those forward for you, I think our plan would still be moving into 09, being able to again have a successful trooper academy and pay for those positions we have budgeted in 09 if we're actually able to fill all of them.
I still want a number. Okay. We're going to get 5 or 10 or 15 under the best of what could happen.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, we are building 5 new positions into the 09 budget, 5 new trooper positions into the 09 budget.
Plus how many vacancies?
Oh, I'm going to have numbers. To. I'm thinking that we have approximately 11 vacant positions right at the moment. I will get those for you, Senator. I don't want to give you bad information here.
That's close enough. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? Senator Olson.
If I could get those numbers as well that Senator Dyson has.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Ms. Rayfield regarding the supplemental budget requests? Seeing none, we will be taking recess, but it's our intention to work expeditiously this week and next week with a target of having the operating budget on the floor on the Friday the 21st of this month. So it's going to be an extensive 2 weeks of hearings for the subcommittees and the full finance committee with, again, the intention to have the operating budget potentially on the floor on Friday, March the 21st. It's a pretty ambitious schedule, but I'm pretty sure that we are going to be able to accomplish that. We are going to take a recess at this time and meet this afternoon at 1:30 to take up the 3 bills. The meeting will be chaired by Senator Stedman, Senate Bill 289, the Home Energy Conservation, pending referral, Senate Bill 285, the State Intervention of School Districts, House Bill 260, the State Office Compensation Commission. Are there any questions of committee members at this time? Seeing none, we're in recess until 1:30.